Jared Gomes here with you, and we have a fantastic event coming up in Sexsmith, so I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it.
Hi, I'm Jody Bloomer from Northern Lights Fiber. I'm a third-generation Peace Country girl and a co-founder of Northern Lights Fiber and Canadian Fiber Optics with my husband, Aryan Kaput, my father, Wade Bloomer, and unfortunately, our past fourth co-founder, Brad Welsh, all from the Grand Prairie area.
Awesome. And can you tell me about the event we have coming up, the Fight Hunger with Northern Lights Fiber?
Yeah, we're really excited to be bringing in Tim Hunter, a Alberta NHL star, who will be dropping the puck, doing a live radio event, and available for both photos and autographs at the Sexsmith Arena, Saturday, October 18th. We are going to be at the arena supporting the game, cheering on both teams, and really looking forward to everybody in the arena experiencing our fiber-fed wireless internet in the arena.
Awesome. And that's pretty cool to get a big name like Tim Hunter down there. How'd you guys manage that?
It's a great story, actually. My father, Wade, was sitting next to him on the plane, recognized his nose, obviously, and asked if he was Tim Hunter. Got talking about what we do. Tim Hunter got to talking about the Flames initiatives and things that he's passionate about, and really felt that there was synergy between our company and not only who Tim is, but what the Flames represent. And thought it would be wonderful to bring in a big star to inspire our local crowd at the Sexsmith Arena as a starter. There's going to be trading cards with his great face on it and some statistics about Northern Lights Fiber, and we're really looking forward to multiple other events with Tim Hunter.
Awesome. And of course, we have this event coming up, but that's not the only thing you guys have done, because recently I heard you guys raised about $8,160 for local food banks in the communities, which was due to the back to school promotion. So what inspired that promotion, or even these other ones that you guys have been putting on?
Thank you. You know, maybe just a brief background about our company to provide some additional context. So we started the company in 2017, literally at my family's dining table, thinking that there needs to be better connectivity in the region. And at first we thought we're just going to be building 50 kilometers of infrastructure south of Grand Prairie to connect various oil and gas facilities. There's no cell phone coverage in some areas, so guys and girls working out there can't sometimes call 911. We can't take advantage of predictive analytics, of environmental monitoring, and all of the really important things that keep our men and women and our environment safe, efficient, productive, and keep us competitive. And from there, we realized, wow, this is a massive problem in our province and beyond. Not only is there a lack of infrastructure, but the existing connectivity isn't sufficient for what our needs are today. The digital divide is real, and it continued to expand throughout COVID. And we found that the big guys weren't making these investments in the communities that we feel are extremely important, our rural communities in Alberta. We disproportionately contribute to GDP. We play a huge role in various aspects of our province and of our country, but weren't getting the infrastructure that was needed. We decided that we were going to change that. So the first community we developed was Grand Cache. We then expanded into Wembley, Bellevue. We further expanded after we realized there was a very significant need for improved connectivity into Beaver Lodge, High Prairie, Sexsmith, Fairview, Grimshaw, Fox Creek, Millet, Kalmar, and found that there was even more need. And so we continue to spread our infrastructure across. So it's literally building net new fiber optic infrastructure. Fiber is glass. We put the glass in conduit. We bury it underground. So we've got directional drills. We're hydrovacking. We're excavating to get new infrastructure in the ground. And expanded to then Rycroft, Spirit River, Woking, Falaire, McLennan, Donnelly, Giroux-Ville, Onaway. And then recently, we're also able to expand to Sherwood Park, Beaumont, and Vermilion. And we're really excited for future expansion, largely in the northwest part of the province, but potentially creeping a little bit south as well.
Wow, yeah. So at this point, you guys are all over, or at least plan to even be in more places as well.
That's right. It's a privilege. These are mega investments that last generations. We say we're underground neighbors. And we want to make sure that what we're doing is supporting the community, both in terms of the infrastructure we're making these mega investments in, and it is largely private capital. Sometimes there's a bit of government funding, but it's largely private investment that we are making in the communities. And we feel that if there's more we can do, like the food bank, we want to do it. We want to truly be neighbors. So what we did for the Back to School campaign was $20 from every new sign up from August 18th to September 30th. In every town except Millett, we had a hyper-local charity there that we donated $20 to. But $20 from every other community, we donated to the food bank. And that's how we got the $8,160 raised.
With connecting everybody, is that why you feel so connected to the communities and are doing more of these kind of supportive initiatives, such as these food bank drives?
Yeah, you know, it matters that our communities are sustainable, and we believe connectivity is one way to support them being sustainable. But we do know that there's a lot of up and downs with the economy right now. There's uncertainty. There's been certain projects that were intended to go that haven't. Times can be very tough, I think, all the time for some families, depending on what circumstances one is going through. And we just feel it's really important if we're able to do something, that we can. And now, you know, we're not some mega company, to be clear, that can just spend millions and millions to sponsor. But what we can do is things like $20 from every sign up with different promotions. What we can do is, you know, try to bring a star to the community and hopefully empower and inspire some of our young up-and-comers. And our core values were compassionate, we're courageous, we're curious, we're humble. And we really feel that we need to live that, not just say that. So with this, we really feel like we're trying to embody our compassion, knowing things can be tough right now, and we want to do what we can to support people's basic needs.
And if people are listening and thinking, hey, you know, that Northern Lights Fiber sounds pretty good, I could use an upgrade, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you guys or sign up or find all the information about you?
Thank you so much. So there's a couple of ways to get in touch with us. Our website is a great way to do that, northernlightsfiber.ca. The fiber spelling is F-I-B-E-R, like the stuff that's good for your digestion. And you can also phone us. We're really proud of the fact that our customer experience center is local. We're actually all based out of Alberta, and some are based in Grand Prairie, just outside of Grand Prairie. The phone number is 1-866-479-5346. We're happy to answer questions that you might have, talk about the packages, provide some education if that's needed in terms of some of our packages. We also have a chat feature on our website and a form if you prefer not to speak to somebody and are more comfortable chatting. So lots of ways to reach out to us and for us to connect and support any inquiries you may have and ultimately get you signed up. We'd love to serve you.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on about the company or the event specifically itself?
You know, really grateful for the opportunity to participate in important community events. This one we're really excited about, just, you know, having a celebrity there. I've had the fortunate opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Tim Hunter. He's a wonderful man, has some phenomenal stories. So if you're in town and have some time on Saturday, we would love to see you and please come and get a trading card, get an autograph, a picture if you'd like, and hopefully that can make your day. Yeah, really, really looking forward to it. It's an honor and pleasure to be able to serve the region. I'm truly humbled by the opportunity we have here. Thank you.